The Bible says this, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Sometimes in your Christian walk, you may not feel like a conqueror. Sometimes you might have some pretty rough days, but my friend, we are more than conquerors, not in ourselves, not in circumstances, but through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. It's good to have you with us today. Paul the Apostle said in the book of Romans in chapter 8 and verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I believe the Apostle Paul had this glorious revelation. Paul got a hold of something here. And I pray that we ourselves will get a hold of this, something that some never see or experience in a whole lifetime. He knew that although he had suffered many things for the cause of Christ, that God was with him and that God was for him. He knew this. Paul said in verse 31 of Romans chapter 8, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" You see, a lot of times when we suffer, we think that God is against us. We think that God isn't for us, or that God doesn't love us, or that God's judgment is upon us, or that we're not really called by God, or I'm not supposed to be here or do this. But the Apostle Paul understood that despite the suffering, despite the hardship and the persecution and opposition, that God loved him and was for him. See, Jesus said concerning Paul, "For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Those who desire to live godly will suffer persecution or opposition. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. That doesn't mean that God isn't for you. God never said that serving him would be easy. He never said that being in his will would be easy either. My beloved, the world may hate you, family may turn against you, friends may slander you, others may mock you. But Paul understood that although he may experience these hardships in this life, that there is one thing he knows for sure, and that is this: nothing shall be able to separate him from the love of God. Nothing, my beloved. God loves us so much that he did not even spare his own son to come and die on a cross and shed his blood. He freely gave his life for a sinner like you and I. Not only did Jesus die for us, but he rose from the grave for us, and he's coming back for you and I as well. Romans in chapter 8 and verse 32 says, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things?" It also says in verse 34, "It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." You see, Christians should not think it's strange, my friend, to experience trouble or persecution or hunger or poverty or sickness or danger. Trouble and calamity do not necessarily mean that God has deserted us or that God has stopped loving us. But on the contrary, our suffering as believers will do this. It will open up the means by which we can experience more of God's love and comfort. What does 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 4 and 5 say? "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ." My beloved, you can know that for those who belong to God and those who trust in the Lord, that he is there with you to comfort you and to help you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.